if you want to. Yeah. Youth, you can stay in here. It says him. We're not going to be real long today. We're just going to kick off our app series. Have a little fun. Can we have fun in church? I don't know. That's kind of sinful. Kind of sinful. Can we laugh and play a game and all that sort of stuff? Can I figure out where I'm at? There we go. Let's do something a little different. I got some app. We're doing this app series, right? And there's all these different apps. There's obviously a lot more apps than are on that little blue phone over there. And I don't have a blue phone. I don't have an anything, but I have an Android. And anybody have a smartphone, an iPhone? You just don't want to participate because that's not right in church to raise your hand. There's lots of apps out there. There's lots of apps we use and lots of apps we probably shouldn't use. But our fun we're going to have in this series is we have some appetizers that we're going to give away, appetizer cards from B-Dubs as well as Wings, etc. And we're going to talk to Thornberry into giving us some from T-Berries as well. We haven't twisted his arm yet, but if I put him on the spot in front of everybody, I'm sure he'll make that happen. So we're going to give these away just for fun each week because probably to the person who knows the most or has the most apps because that person clearly needs to do something else with their time. So we're going to send them off to B-Dubs or Wings to enjoy an appetizer rather than the apps that they're so overwhelmed with. But what we're going to do first to just get you guys warmed up, I'm going to show you icons on the screen in just a minute. And we're just going to do left against right. And so if you recognize the icon, you know what the app is, you can go ahead and don't participate if you saw these there over there. But if you know it, just shout it. I'm just going to see who's smartest, left side or right side. It's really that simple. And it's a good test to figure that out. What's this one? Oh, Cubs. That's not an app. That's a minor league team. Right, Rod? Did anybody get this? Huh? Nobody knows that, really. Craigslist. Nobody goes on Craigslist? Oh, yeah, he finds all kind of crooked stuff on Craigslist. How about this one? Left side against the right side. Here we go. I think it was right over here, this side one, left side one. Very nice. We got some smart people on the left. Gmail's right over here somewhere. Right side one. I think we're 1-1 and a nothing on Craigslist. I think it was right here, but that was really, really close. Yeah, that was good. I don't have Instagram, but Roger does, and he knows what that is. Very nice. Notice these young people over here. Last service, no one knew this one except for Pastor Ryan, because that's all youth pastors do is play music and goof around. And somebody's right over here, Pandora. Ooh, I think it was over here again, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure. Yeah. This is Satan's friend here, Pinterest. We don't like Pinterest in our house. Too many ideas come out of Pinterest, and then some of us have to make those happen. Oh, yeah, right over here is someone. Very nice. I think that was over here again. We got pretty good. Okay, now what I want to do is to give away this card. I want to have like a couple or an individual against an individual. It doesn't matter to me. Raise your hand if you're willing to perhaps be humiliated, perhaps be wrong, perhaps, you know, not be able to answer any of these questions. And if you're willing to do that, raise your hand because I don't want to pick you if you don't. Okay, Rob, you're willing? Come on up. You're a techie guy. You're going to know these. I got to find another techie guy who's going to be able to compete with you. Who's a techie person? Do you think you can do it, Zach? All right, Zach, come on up. Do you work for a living?
I do.
What do you do? You a pastor? Okay, come down here, and actually I'm going to have you guys face each of these screens. Zach, you can face that screen.
Oh, okay.
You know, just so, do you want to play too, Leanne? Do you want to play? No? Come on up and join Zach on this side. And was there somebody else over here that wanted to play on this side? So it's two against two. I can give out two appetizers. Not a big deal. Is there somebody with their hand up back there, or are they holding it up? Well, I think you're holding it up. Ashley, you want to play? Come on up. Okay. So I got two. I got two appetizer cards for Buffalo, from Wings, etc. to the winning team. Each one of you gets one. You two are going to face this screen. You two are going to face that screen. And whichever twosome, audience, please. Be quiet. Whichever side blurts out the answer to what the icon is, what the app is, first We'll do probably seven or eight of them. We'll see how we're doing on score here. You guys ready? Ready? I think they got it right. I think they all got it, but I think computer guy over here got it right. Ready? Yeah, it was Snapchat, which I don't know what that is. Ryan has that, and he had me put it up there. Ready? Okay, so is it 2-0? Is that where we're at? 2-0? Okay.
Wi-Fi.
Spotify, close. Good job, Rob.
Twitter.
Very nice, right here. Oh, so we're 3-1? We're 3-1. Okay, the comeback's on. Yeah, Google Hangouts, very nice. 4-1. You guys ready? Was that right here? Yeah. Rob, you might be the only guy that uses a map. Us guys don't ask for maps, right? You guys ready?
Walmart.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Nice. Walmart's pretty popular. What do you do in LaPorte? Well, we go to Walmart. That's right, you know? You guys ready? Yeah, nice. I got it right here. So is it like 5-3, I think? Are you keeping score over here?
Yeah.
I think it's like 5-3, I think is what it is. You guys ready?
YouTube.
Oh, 5-4. Wow. You guys ready?
Amazon.
Oh, you got it right there. I think it's 6-4. I think there might be only one more left. I don't think you can tie him or catch him, but here it is. Yeah, Zach got it. Candy Crush, very nice. 6-5. Thanks for playing. Here you go. You guys win. You know, if you pull out your phone and you look at it, I'm sure you have. How many apps do you guys have? Have you looked? Have you looked and counted to see how many apps do you have on your phone? And there's lots of good apps. There's apps such as calculators and the maps to be able to help you. There's email, you know, that we use. There's lots of helpful tools on our phone. And then there's lots of things. See, people think this is funny because I have my phone and I'm doing this series that they can text me while I'm actually up here. And so now somebody texted hi, and I don't have their number programmed into here. But, oh, it's Drew Talixson. That's nice. Oh, and Roger Ash. Okay, so I'm going to have to put my phone down. But we have lots of apps on our phone. I have lots of apps in my phone, but you know the truth is I don't use most of them. They're just there. They just take up space. They just, you know. There's popular apps. There's weird apps. There's all kinds of different things out there. Some of the popular apps I want to share with you really quickly, just based off of 2014, music like iTunes. I don't know if you have that or not, but that was like number 10. Instagram, number 9. Google+, Facebook Messenger, Gmail, Google Maps, Google Play, YouTube, Google Search. And the number one app in 2014 was Facebook. Yeah. You know how many people had Facebook? Too many. 118 million people with Facebook. Okay. Yeah, not good. But there's other apps, too. There's apps that are helpful. You know, maybe you have the app on your phone, Shazam, where you're able to, like, you know, there's music playing in a restaurant or somewhere, and you can get on your phone, and you can see who that band is or what that song is because, you know, you don't know what it is. There's an app on phones for, you know, a tip. If you don't know what to tip, you know, you can plug in your amount you're spending at the restaurant, and it'll tell you, you know, how much to tip because that can be helpful at times. There's even an app that will tell you where to go and eat. Like if you're like me and Kelly and perhaps you constantly debate where we're going to go. I don't know. Where do you want to go? What do you feel like? I don't know. What do you feel like? And we sit in the car for probably a half hour before we figure out where we're going to go to eat. There's an app that you can actually have your phone decide that for you. You know, shake your phone up and it'll land on some of the pre-picked ones and show you where. And then you just go there. So it solves problems. So that's an app that's very helpful, right? But many, many apps are not helpful. As a matter of fact, some apps, and you've probably experienced this, some apps that you put on your phone aren't good for your phone. Some apps you put on your phone, they probably cause your phone to drain the battery, and you probably had to go and see your phone guy and figure out what's going on with my phone here, and they probably told you that app needs to be turned off or that app needs to be removed because that's not a good app. That happens. And then there's some apps that we add and we really use, and they're helpful, and they're positive, and they're a good thing for us. Interesting apps that I found, one of those was Honey, It's Me. That was careful, it's not that. It's not what you think it is. Honey, It's Me is an app that gives lonesome cell phone owners regular messages from a digital girlfriend. Now, this isn't like inappropriate things, so don't take this wrong. This was like, I think, created by a Notre Dame linebacker, Manti Te'o, maybe back in the day. But it's a girl that calls you up like four times a day, five times a day, and she just says nice things like, "Hi, honey, hope you're having a good day," you know, that sort of, it's just positive stuff. But it's like if you're lonely and you don't have anybody, you can get the app that's called Honey, It's Me, and have a little companionship. They have Pimple Popper. I don't know if any of you guys have Pimple Popper on your phone. There are people that actually like to do that sort of thing. I mean, in real life, pop pimples. There's a group for that that meets somewhere, not in church. But the app, you can actually work the pimple on your screen, however you see fit, and make that happen. One of my ones that I thought was really interesting was Fake Me Out of Here. Fake Me Out of Here is an app that you can put on your phone and then program it to where it'll call you, like if you're out with people or whatever, and it'll tell you got to go, basically. You know, you can use it as, oh yeah, I'll be right there, you know, and then you go, and it's really just faking you out of your situation that you're in. Probably we use that in the wrong way. Dog Whisper, there's a Dog Whistler. Dog Whistler, can you imagine that, walking around just playing that amongst the dog park and seeing what happens? Crazy, crazy, crazy apps. There's one called Hold On where you just hold down the button the longest. That's it. That sounds a bit lame to me, but people do that. Lots and lots and lots of things to do. Some are helpful. Some are not helpful. Some are good for your phone. Some are not good for you. Some are compatible with your phone. Some are not compatible with your phone. And the same thing's true for our lives. People asked, what is this app series? What is this iPhone, smartphone? What does this thing have to do with life, with the Bible, with that sort of a thing? How do we connect these two? But there's great truth in these things. Just as with apps, some of them are very helpful and they help us accomplish things in life and get things done, and they're beneficial to have on our phone. Some things drain our phone. Some things get in the way of our phone working properly. The same is true in our lives. Some of the apps, in other words, some of the things that we apply in our life, some of the people, some of the places, some of the things, aren't helpful to our life. They're apps that shouldn't be in our lives. They're things that need to be removed because they get in the way of the functioning of how God created us to be, how we live a Christ-like life. And just as this world has offered us 1.3 million actual apps, I didn't think there was that many out there, but I looked it up on the internet, and the internet tells the truth. There's 1.3 million apps available for your phone, like 260,000 through Apple, just entertainment and music. So lots of them. But just like this world, just like our app world offers us so many things on our smartphone, so many advantages and disadvantages, so does the Word of God. The Word of God offers us information, advice, counsel, wisdom, guidance, direction in every area that you could possibly struggle in or have need in. As we look at these different things that are on our blue phone over here, we see things like settling disputes and dealing with money and, you know, different relationship type things, our life, the final cut thing, how God wants us to live our life, all sorts of things that, you know, we ask these questions, how should I live or how should I settle this problem with this person, how should I deal with my money or how should I, and it's all in the Word of God. It's all in there. But here's the problem with the Word of God. Just like a phone. See, a phone is only so good. A phone, I can have all the apps in the world, and I can even have really, really good, helpful, positive apps. But you know what? If I'm not connected to a provider, a source, this is worthless. I don't know, perhaps you've skipped your bill a few times before. This doesn't work too well if that happens. So whether you're not connected, whether you're in a spot where reception isn't good, whether you've used all your data, you know, there's all kinds of different reasons that cause your phone to mess up. But even if none of that's the case, and even if you've paid your bill and you have reception and you have the app, if you don't use the app, if you don't apply the app to your life, then it's really pointless. It's just wasting space in here. And the same is true with God's Word. Many of us have the Word of God in us. We have a relationship with Christ, so to speak, but we don't live it out. We don't apply that truth that we know about Him, what we've learned and what we've grasped and what we've seen Him do in our lives and seen Him do in others' lives, and we don't apply that. And so it's just kind of there wasting space rather than being utilized how God wants us to use it. Our power source is the Word of God. This is the app that we have to have, but we not only have to have the app, we got to open the app. And then not only do you have to open the app, you have to apply the app to your life in order for it to be effective. That's what God's Word talks about in James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. It says, do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. That's what this series is all about. This series is about moving from knowledge, like, yeah, I know God, and yeah, I know some of the things He wants me to do, to I'm applying these things to my life, and I'm going to do these things. James chapter 1, verse 22, 23 goes on to say, anyone who listens to the Word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law and gives freedom, that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. It's not enough to have the app. It's not enough to open the app. It's not enough to know the app. We have to do the app. The whole idea of an app is application. That's what our series is about in the next 8 weeks. All different topics, all things that we struggle with, and we're going to try to help you through that. That's the connection this has with smartphones or with iPhones, is there's apps out there in this world that are helpful and good for us and crazy and bad ones, and there's things in God's Word that are incredibly helpful for us. None of it's bad. None of it's misleading, and it speaks to any issue that you and I might have in life. But it's up to us what we do with that. Our phone is only as good as if it's connected to the network, if it has the right things in it, and if we use it correctly. That's a pretty simple truth, right? That's the only way our phone is any good. And the same is true for our life. Our life is the same way. It's only good if we're connected to the Creator. If you're disconnected from Him, if you wonder why you're not hearing Him or getting reception, it's you that's moved, not Him. If you're not connected to the Creator, if you don't have the right things and right people in your life, it's going to affect the functioning and the ability for your life to work right, and we got to live like Christ. And we do that through having the app, opening the app, knowing the app, and applying it in our lives. So I hope you'll join us the next 8 weeks. We're excited about this. We're going to give, if nothing else, we're going to give away more appetizers. So you can come for that part anyway and then leave before the sermon. That's good. Whatever. But I encourage you once again, before we leave here today, I want you to be praying for our vacation Bible school this week. We have lots of kids coming in. We have leaders that need prayer. If you have not gotten involved in this in some capacity, do so. We need your help. I mean, it's beautiful here, and things are coming together. There'll be work tonight and tomorrow and getting ready for it Tuesday through Thursday. But if you know a neighbor kid or a grandkid or a friend from school, get them here. The more, the better. The funner it is for all. And I've heard so many stories about lives impacted by Vacation Bible School. I did a funeral for a gentleman about 2 months ago whose four siblings spoke to me at that funeral for their brother. And they said that a neighbor used to bring them to church, to Vacation Bible School. Their family was unchurched, and that's what led them to Christ, and that's what gave them the relationship that they had with Him all their life, because a neighbor made sure that they got there. And so I just encourage you to do that. Pray for Puerto Rico. Pray for Dominican Republic. Pray for Israel and these trips that our people are doing, that they'll make an impact. And pray for Vacation Bible School, that lives would be changed. Bow your heads with me. Father God, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You that it speaks to us, that it gives us guidance and direction. I thank You that it gives us answers to all of our difficulties and problems in life. But Father, it's up to us to be in it. It's up to us to know it. And most importantly, it's up to us to apply it in our lives. That's what an app is all about, is to put it to work, to use it. Father, help us to do that over the next couple of months as we look at these different topics. Help us to see Your truth in these things, and to be able to apply it and to change the way we think about perhaps money, perhaps disputes, or whatever that might be that we're talking about. God, be glorified in our trips that we're doing in Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic and in VBS this week, God. Do something amazing in the lives of these kids. Give the volunteers and all the workers courage and strength and energy and all the things that they need to be able to minister to these kids. God, I pray that Your kingdom is grown because of what happens this week in this church and this week through each of us. God, we love You. In Jesus' name we pray.